You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm here with you again in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Going out to the Ohio Business Machines hotline to bring in a new member of NFL.com and their draft coverage, Lance Zierlein, and he posted his first mock draft on NFL.com recently. Lance, welcome to the show.
How you doing, guys?
Good, man. Good to be with you. You've got the Browns going Kevin White at number 12. Wide receiver seems to be obviously a big need for this team and a popular pick. Why Kevin White over, say, a Devontae Parker, and what would White bring to the Browns?
Well, I mean, White is he's a big-body guy who has a lot of potential. I talked to Dana Holgorsen, his head coach of West Virginia, who said when Kevin White got there, he had no confidence, didn't think he was anything special, didn't really believe in himself. And he said the growth that Kevin White showed in a very, very short period of time was just staggering. And I think when you see a player with that kind of growth potential in terms of understanding, you know, who he is as a player, the confidence level, that's a big deal. In terms of Parker and White, I mean, right now it's all hypothetical and it's all subject to change based on how those guys end up running at the combine. I think both of those guys need to, if they run in the low 4.5s, I think they solidify their position because both are bigger wide receivers. They run sub 4.5s and all of a sudden, you know, you're looking at a high-end draft pick. So for me, Parker and White are almost interchangeable. I don't necessarily like one more than the other. I just think he's a big frame guy, a guy who's a good size target for what Cleveland would want to do. He has the ability to get down the field, but he's nice on the short to intermediate stuff in terms of being able to be a consistent, steady, high volume catch guy. And I think that's something that Cleveland really needs right now is somebody who's reliable in the wide receiving core. Because let's face it, I mean, when's the last time you had, when you said reliable and Cleveland wide receivers in the same phrase, in the same sentence, obviously for different reasons.
It was Josh Gordon for 14 games.
<that's it. laughs> Exactly, yeah.
Lance, quick question for you is, who would you compare Kevin White and Devontae Parker to so that, you know, our listeners in the Dog Pound listening out there could kind of compare to what's, you know, already kind of occurring in the National Football League? Who do they compare to that's already in the league?
I would say, as far as Kevin White, I'd say with Kevin White, DeAndre Hopkins. I think, and that's the, you know, and honestly, that's the guy I ended up placing as the NFL comp for Kevin White, because I feel like it's not just the dreads, it's the fact that he's not going to have blazing speed, but he can still get over the top of people and make plays. I think he's going to be faster than DeAndre Hopkins. He catches most everything, has very strong hands. And he's one of those guys that really handles himself well in midair. He's able to make adjustments to the ball and just a quality wide receiver. And I think, you know, I think DeAndre Nuke Hopkins is a pretty good, you know, is a pretty good comparison. In terms of Devontae Parker, I think with Akiem Nicks, he's got the ability to get deep. He is really a dynamic big play wide receiver. You wouldn't know it based on the way he plays. He's not going to be one of these guys who's ridiculously sudden. He's not a speed burner. But you know what? He just seems to make big plays all the time. It's a combination of route running. He knows how to finish when the ball's in the air. And he just has a good feel for getting open and making the plays. And I think there was a time where Akiem Nicks, you know, was that kind of a guy as well, even though he was a little bit inconsistent. So I think from a body type standpoint and the way he plays, I think Akiem Nicks is maybe a pretty good comparison for Devontae Parker.
Talking with NFL.com's Lance Zierlein. Now, Lance, you have the Browns later in the draft going to the defensive line, bringing in the big nose tackle, Jordan Phillips. Obviously, the run defense of the Browns, a huge issue last season. This is obviously a move, in your opinion, to try to solidify that.
Yeah, I think that when you look at a guy in the middle who can really shut down a run, Phillips has all the upside in the world. He's a big guy with great athleticism and an ability, in my opinion, to kind of control the guard-to-guard gap area. And when you do that, when you have a guy who truly controls that area, I mean, and not only does it free inside linebackers to do what they're going to do, but, I mean, it really changes the way offense coordinators start to think. They start to think, all right, this area of the field is something we really can't deal with. Now, I'm not saying that Phillips is there yet, because I don't think he's there yet as a player. But when you start to make NFL draft projections, I've learned from teams for years that it's about projecting what you think a guy is going to be based on his traits and based on his level of ability and his football character. How hard is he going to work to realize those traits? And I think there is a question about whether or not he'll turn the motor on and keep it running. So I think that's a concern for Phillips. But in terms of the traits and the ability, he's got the traits and the ability to be a really, really tough guy to block there in the middle of the defense.
Well, how do you compare him to, we've seen Eddie Goldman be a name, the Florida State defense tackle, going to the Browns for similar reasons. How do you compare those two?
I mean, different body types. Goldman's not the same size as Phillips. Goldman is a very good run guy, you know, very good run stopper, but he's limited as a pass, you know, as a pass rusher. I think Phillips has the potential to be a better, you know, cave the pocket type of pass rusher, but he's really more of a two gap. You know, I think Eddie Goldman's, to be honest with you, I think he's going to be a better fit for a potential. He can play one gap or two gap, but I see Phillips as being, you know, from a size standpoint, as being a more difficult matchup for offenses to handle if he's lined up over the nose. So I just think from a body type standpoint, he's a better fit down there on the inside. And, you know, one of the things I like about him also that we've seen with Haloti Ngata and Vince Wilfork is that I think he's got the ability to play down inside on the nose or bounce it outside and play the five technique as well.
Now, Lance, Ray Farmer has taken a liking to Marcus Mariota. Marcus Mariota is now, you know, on the West Coast working out with the rumored Kevin O'Connell, new quarterback coach here in Cleveland. Do you feel that the Cleveland Browns could or should make a move up to potentially get Marcus Mariota as the franchise quarterback, having taken Johnny Manziel last year in the first round?
No, and I think, you know, and I don't, it really, for me, Manziel has no bearing on this. I don't think you move up if you're Cleveland. I think Cleveland's got some building blocks on the defensive front. I think they've got building blocks on the offensive line. To me, there are some positions you I don't think Mariota is the type of guy that you push all your chips in. Let me put it that way.
I agree with that completely.
Now, Chip Kelly may do that because that's a very
special
situation.
That's a right fit for him. Right.
Yeah, that's a very special situation. But for the Browns, to me, I mean, you've got to basically plug in the Oregon system and create a one-read situation for him. And I just don't see that happening. It's, you know, I don't think it's a smart move for the Cleveland Browns, and I don't think the Cleveland Browns are that far away from being a pretty competitive NFL team. I don't know many people who do think they're far away. I understand the quarterback is a big reason for that. However, you know, for me, you start pushing those chips in on a guy like Mariota and you miss, boy, what it's going to cost to move up could be potentially it could be a penal move to move up, where the Browns might just be best suited to sit back, see how this year goes, and then wait for next year's quarterback class to develop. Because you throw some good wide receivers in there and a really good running game, you get the running game more consistent in the second half of the season as opposed to what happened this last year. And to me, you can start plugging in average quarterbacks and getting above average results. And I know, because I sat and watched Matt Schaub for years with the Texans.
You certainly do. Talking with Lance Zierlein from NFL.com. Lance, when you look at this Browns offensive line, talk about the building blocks, I know you are an O-line guru. What do you see on this line? Where upgrades are necessary? A lot of people in Cleveland want to upgrade Mitchell Schwartz at right tackle. I know they brought in Michael Bowie from Seattle. They're curious to see how he does coming off the shoulder surgery. What's your opinion of Mitchell Schwartz, and what's your opinion overall of this line and certainly the play of rookie Joel Bitonio last year?
Well, I love Bitonio. I thought Bitonio looked like an all-pro in the first few weeks, first 5 or 6 weeks of the season. I mean, I think the world has sold Batonio's potential with the Cleveland Browns. He's he moved. He's tough. He does such a good job of getting him into position and taking smart angles to get his blocks. I can't tell you how much I think of his potential with the Cleveland Browns. I think he's an absolute steal, and if you redrafted, he'd be a late first rounder. Now, once you get beyond that, you know, I think Joe Thomas is still good, still solid. Alex Mack, obviously, is still going to be one of the top centers in the league. You know, Greco, I thought he started the year much stronger than the second half. And then for Mitchell Schwartz, I think with Schwartz, you're always going to be in a situation where you have a guy who's there are times I think Browns fans are a little hard on him when it's not necessarily warranted. I think he plays a solid brand of football, but could you get better at that position? Yeah, I think you can improve at that position. And so you'd be silly not to look for improvements anywhere you think that you can get better. And I think he's one of those positions where you might be able to improve. Is it going to be something that the Browns, you know, look to prioritize? I don't know if the right tackle spot is going to be a priority position for the Browns this year or not. I mean, you got to get wide receiver handled. But let's face it, this Browns team doesn't have quite as many holes as a lot of the teams out there who will be drafted where they're drafting. So you might be able to fine-tune your draft a little bit and say, hey, we want to get very particular. We want two wide receivers, and we want a right tackle and maybe, you know, I don't know, an inside linebacker. And then from there, you know, we'll go from there. So they might be able to fine-tune their draft a little bit.
Talking with NFL.com's Lance Zierlein. Lance, when you look at this team, the quarterback situation, you said Johnny Manziel, you're not factoring him in. Do you think he still has what it takes to potentially be a starter? Then what would you do if you were the Browns with Brian Hoyer out there? And if you were to trade for somebody, who's kind of at the top of your list? How do you see this quarterback position playing out here in Cleveland?
That's a tough one. You know, with Manziel, look, we all know this is difficult with Manziel because you basically have a guy who's done nothing in the pros. He is a guy who was system-dependent in college. So you're going to stick him in the pros. I got news for you. And this goes with Mariota, too. Couldn't be two more different personalities. One guy, I think, is high football character. The other guy was about having fun. And they're still going to face the same issues. Because when I watch tape on both of them, it's the same issues show up because they run similar schemes. And it's going to be that way for Bryce Petty when you watch him from Baylor.
Agreed.
So it's not going to change. It's going to be very rare for that to change. All those quarterbacks are going to have some similar issues. Problem with Johnny is he's never proven that he is willing to put in the time and the work it takes to be great. I think Mariota would be willing to put that time in. You know, the question is what's the learning curve, and do you have the poise in the pocket for Mariota to be great from the pocket? And I've got some doubts on Mariota. From Johnny, same doubts. I have, you know, they're two very different body types, but they're very similar quarterbacks the way that they play the game. And I think that with Johnny Manziel, you have got to tailor your offense to what he does best. And if you don't, he's not going to be a regular run-of-the-mill pro-style offensive quarterback. You have to make your offense special and specialize it towards his strengths. Once you start doing that, now you're getting into the realm of, all right, we got to start making some changes with how we prioritize our personnel and what type of personnel we look for. Those are wholesale changes, and a lot of coaches are just not about that. And as far as Hoyer's concerned, you know, I think Hoyer, his accuracy is just ho-hum. But once again, you run the ball well, you get better wide receivers, he could turn into another Matt Schaub type. How good is that? It's good enough in the short term. It's not where you want to be if you're Cleveland, you know, in the next 2 to 3 years, though.
Lance, great stuff. Appreciate the time and the insights. As always, good seeing you at NFL.com, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. I'll take care. Anytime you need something, let me know.
All right, you got it. Lance Zierlein from NFL.com. His mock draft, again, has just been posted. He's got the Browns going at number 12 with Kevin White, the wide receiver from West Virginia. Number 19, Jordan Phillips, the big nose tackle out of Oklahoma. If you're wondering, he had Eddie Goldman go 31st overall. He had Devontae Parker going 14th overall. One name that's always interesting for the Browns if they don't decide to franchise and keep a Jordan Cameron or can't work out a deal with Jordan Cameron, Max Williams, a guy who has become a first-round pick in pretty much every mock draft going out
right now.
He went to Denver here, which means they would be moving on from Julius Thomas, their free agent tight end. So he's another guy who could potentially be out there in the mix. When we come back, let's get on the phones, 216-578-0850, talking about the Browns draft. In the second hour, we're going to get into a little bit of the analytics debate. Charles Barkley had some choice words for analytics. How do they apply to football? You know, I'm a stat guy. I like them. I think that they do have some serious merit. We'll see what you think. 216-578-0850. It's Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here on ESPN 850 WKNR.